I mentioned last week that we were beginning a series on the parables of Matthew. I've heard it said that Jesus taught in parables to give us a glimpse into the kingdom without us really understanding it. I've always believed Jesus just wanted to give us just enough to make us really think about things. And when we really thought we had it right, we think about it again and we change our minds. I'll admit that a lot of the parable really, of this parable really makes me think, especially the parables in Matthew. They really bring out a lot of thought. And sometimes I worry that I overthink every little thing in the parables. The fact that we really can't understand or know what they really, really might mean frustrates some of us, especially those of us who may or may not be rule followers, because we want to just be told how it is so that we can follow it. Give me a list of do's and don'ts, and I'm really good. But some of us don't want to have to try to figure things out, do we? The parables make us do just that. They make us try to figure out for ourselves, make us think, make us ask questions. And then when we think we have it figured out, we see something else and we find a way to rethink it. This week's parable, again, seems pretty straightforward. We're still sowing seeds. This week, as sowers, we've sown in the right place, unlike last week, where we sowed all over the place. This week, we've sown our seeds in the right place. We've done everything right. We've planted in good soil. The weather's good. There's no problem at all. And then someone, we'll call them evil, sneaks in at night and plants weeds right in among our wheat. They're everywhere, not just a few weeds here and there. They're everywhere. What do we do? I think the first thing I would have to say about this passage is that Jesus is very clear. It is evil who has come and planted the weeds. Jesus didn't say, you've got some bad plants in there. You did this to yourself because you didn't buy the right seed or you didn't fertilize it right. You did it wrong. I'm going to put some weeds among your crop. But I'm afraid that's a slippery slope that many people start sliding down on this earth. If something bad happened to you, God must be trying to show you something. That implies to me that God wants something bad to happen to us. And that line of thinking always gets me. I'm sorry if this is a phrase that you like to use, but when people say that God won't give you more than you can handle, it implies to me that God places bad things on us, either because we deserve it or because we just need to be tested. And so bad things are going to happen until we reach a breaking point. But the Bible tells us that God works for good in all things. Not that God gives us bad things so that we can find the good. If we believe that God only wants good for us, if we believe that God loves us completely, then that God doesn't give us bad things so that we can find good. If we believe that God gives only good, that means that when bad things happen, it's not from God. Perhaps it's because God gave us free choice in this world, and sometimes in this world, people don't make good choices. So when those weeds pop up or bad things happen, God can bring about good from it, but God didn't plant the weed. Just as the parable says, let the weed grow. In the end, the wheat will be fine and the weeds will be dealt with. There's a lot of hurt in this world, and people sadly are falling away from faith, searching but not finding what they're looking for. Is that because we've made God to be the enemy some of the time? Do we make God out to be the creator of the bad in the world? I actually read a news article the other day. And the news article was quoting an individual who said that because a major political figure was diagnosed with cancer last week, that was God showing the world that we shouldn't speak against another person. That because he had said something negative about another leader, that somehow God had placed cancer in his body. I have to tell you, I was almost in tears when I read that. What has our world come to where we have made God into that? Now, I promise you, I really don't care what your political leanings are. And I'm never going to share my leanings from this pulpit. You have my word on that. But I will argue up and down with any one of you that God gives anyone cancer. From the worst of the worst to the best of the best, it is not the God that I know. It's not the God that I worship. It's not the God that I preach about. If God gave cancer to someone because they spoke against someone else, then why did some of the kindest, sweetest, God-loving people I know die from cancer? It's my belief, and you're welcome to disagree with me, but I believe cancer and many, many other weeds or evils of this world have come about because human beings like you and I have exercised our free choice. And perhaps we didn't make the best choices. But all through the past, things have happened that have brought our world to where it is today. And we're reaping the consequences. And it is my belief that the God I know and believe in did not and does not want to hurt in any way, shape, or form any human being. But God did set the world in motion. I always say that, I will also say that we are making tremendous strides in dealing with some of those weeds. And I will give God the credit for that. For all good things are from God. I guess a good question to ask yourself in this line of thinking, and I ask myself this often, would be, was God plan for Jesus, the cross? Did God send Jesus here with the intention that he would die on the cross? Or did the world place Jesus on the cross and God triumphed over the world? That's a question that many people struggle with. And we can have a good discussion about that sometime. But I urge you to think about that. Did the world place Jesus on that cross? Or did God? I think it's also important to look at the scripture and ask ourselves, are we meant to be around weeds? Jesus clearly said, don't cut down the weeds. Let them grow among the wheat. Taking out the weeds once they've started to grow will destroy the good plants also. It's not our place to determine the weeds from the wheat. It's God's. As Kevin was talking with the children today, I was reminded of a phrase that Aaron Randall, our summer intern, says all the time, and I love it. She'll be walking along, and if I'm trying to think of something that's really not my worry, she will say, not your circus, not your monkeys. Not your circus, not your monkeys. The other thing I've heard her say many times is, mow my own yard. Mow my own yard. What great lessons those are. Mow my own yard. Keep my own piece of wheat growing strong. And don't worry about the weeds. Are we meant to live among people who are different? Are we meant to live among people who believe differently, who think differently, who worship differently? Would we be stronger if we lived only around people that lived and believed just like we did? Would that make us stronger? Or are we stronger because we live around people who are different? When I was in class a few years ago at Oxford, I was fascinated to learn and hear the stories of faith of people from all over this world. And the fact that they believed differently, lived differently, worshiped differently, didn't cause me to doubt my faith. It just helped to strengthen my own faith. Last spring, when we gathered here and at St. Teresa's and at St. John Newman's and at the Raindrop Center, it was so helpful to understand where other faiths were coming from, to hear their roots, and to have the opportunity for them to hear our stories and understand where we came from. I don't know a single person who changed where they worshiped because of those dialogues. It was never the point of the dialogue. The reason we met was so that we could understand one another and we could love one another in our differences so we could live peacefully and lovingly together. Jesus made it clear the weeds and the wheat were growing together. And you couldn't pull up one without hurting the other. He also said, you won't be able to tell the difference. I think once again, Jesus was telling us it's not our place to understand another person's heart. You can only know what's in your own heart. So let people grow on their own, leaving the judgment part to God. It is our job to plant seeds. Be a good sower. Plant good seeds. Leave the rest to God. And what are those good seeds? They're caring for one another. They're doing justice. They're sharing God's love, loving kindness, nurturing your relationship with God, walking humbly with God. May we be sowers of good seed, and may we live peacefully as we grow. Amen and amen.